I come from beside where he has a business down in County Clare, Doonbeg.
So you're from the Doonbeg
area of County Clare. So, I mean, he's quite a door down there, and he would get every first preference that's going. But that's because, of course, he's providing a bike.
So he created up to 400 absolutely. Jobs and jobs absolutely. Connected to traffic.
Absolutely. So to get that bit out of the way first. But in global terms, I think the people should always have the final say. And I don't think it's up to any social media platform to say whether a person should avail of it or not. Of course, if they're breaking the rules, of course, by all means, address the issue. But to ban him indefinitely, I think that decision should be left to the people.
So I think the reason why he's suspended or banned is because of the encouragement of storming the Capitol that led to the riots.
Yeah.
Do you think he should be allowed on again?
Probably not at the moment, not until this issue about the attack on the Capitol is addressed. Now, the trouble is America is a very divided society, so I think we have to look at that as much as the individuals that's causing it. Trump is just representing a very extreme view. Albeit a very dangerous
because
one.
Because he is still popular in the States.
Oh, absolutely.
We've got to remember that the presidential election, he still did well.
He got the highest vote for a losing presidential candidate ever. So, absolutely, he is relevant. There's no question about that. And, I mean, in 2024, if he does go, although I have my doubts that he will go, but somebody representing the Trump, shall we say, cause will go. But if he was to go, he could surprise everybody again.
I love Donald Trump.
Would you download his new app, his new social media network?
Oh, 100%, because Twitter was very biased towards him, so I would definitely download his app, and I would use that, yeah.
You're young. Why do you like Donald Trump? Why do some young people like him?
I think he's a great man. I think that he's different and he's not afraid to say his opinion. He doesn't just go with what everyone else says. I think he actually says true to himself.
He's only a Trump. Why should anybody entertain him?
So why do you think Donald Trump is a Trump?
What planet are you on?
I have no interest in Donald Trump. Absolutely none.
A little bit of interest?
None.
A tiny bit?
Zit.
So you won't download his Truth Social platform?
Certainly not.
No. I think social media anyway is destroying everyone. So we need to come back from it, not to be adding more onto it, especially not Donald Trump.
So Trump is still banned from Twitter. He's suspended from Facebook because of the US Capitol riots. And without
I think
it,
Donald Trump
it gave
needs to go
him
do some yoga or something and just chill out and leave everyone alone because he's no.
Because it gave him
Donald
a big
Trump.
Loudspeaker. It helped him get elected back in 2016. These social media networks. He's now barred from them. By
it doesn't make sense.
Setting up his own one. Would you download it?
No, I would not. Not at all. I don't think there's any point. I don't think he's relevant at all.
Do you think he'll come back? Do you think he could run again?
I hope he doesn't. I really hope he doesn't, but we'll have to wait and see. But I don't think so. I think people are waking up now.
So for you, Donald Trump is over. It's finished.
Who's Donald Trump? Who is he?
I think it's a disgrace, his comment on Colin Powell recently. The passing of Colin Powell was despicable.
In an email, Donald Trump said, "Wonderful to see Colin Powell, who made big mistakes on Iraq and famously so-called weapons of mass destruction, be treated in death so beautifully by the fake news media. Hope that happens to me someday. He was a classic rhino, even if that, always being the first to attack other Republicans. He made plenty of mistakes, but anyway, may he rest in peace." And rhino means Republicans in name only.
I'm happy with what I've got.
So you won't be downloading his new Truth platform?
Certainly not. He's a nutcase.
So you won't download it?
No, I couldn't be bothered. I'm glad he's gone.
Do you think he can make a comeback? Do you
I think
don't enough
think so.
People would go on to Truth Social? Obviously his supporters would, but what about everyone else?
I don't think so. I think, you know, a lot of people in America are just as mad as him, to be honest.
Do you think social media companies have a lot to answer for? They helped him get elected back in 2016.
Yeah, definitely.
They suspended and barred him after the Capitol riots, but it was perhaps, you know, the damage was done.
No, he's... I'm glad he's gone, and he has done an awful lot of damage, I think, anyway.
Do you think he's done some good?
Maybe, but not as much as bad.
And do you think social media companies should let him back on? I mean, he talks about standing up to the tyranny of big tech, accusing them of silencing opposing voices in the US. And we've got to remember that social media did play a pivotal role in getting him to the White House. Do you think it's unfair that he's now barred?
No. I think a lot of people do.
he must have done something good. Anything? Can you think of anything he did?
Not really.
Anything at all?
No.
I probably wouldn't have a very high opinion of the man, and he's probably not that relevant, I don't think. Well, hopefully not, anyway.
Will you be going on to Truth Social? Will you be looking at his new media empire?
No.
You won't even have a glance at it?
Probably not.
To be honest with you, I've never followed him. I never liked him. And, you know, he ruined America.
You think that?
Yeah. He ruined America.
Even though that something like 70 million Americans did vote for him, more voted for Biden.
I think they just did that because of who he was and what he had in life. But he, no recognition of what he wasn't a good president at all.
So you won't be downloading the platform? You don't think this will get him back into people's public consciousness?
No, definitely not.
I don't like him at all. He's a racist. He should have never got in when he got in, and hopefully now they're all flying flags 2022, which is absolutely ridiculous. He should not get in.
2024,
sorry. Well, he should not get in.
And have you spent time in America?
Yeah, I actually have been over there for 28 years.
And it's a different vibe over there. I'm guessing you're American-Irish or
Irish-American? Yes, Irish-American.
And over there, lots of Irish-Americans do like Donald, and they do vote
for him. Well, there's a lot of Republicans, you know. I mean, a lot of the states are Republican. However, I'm a Democrat. So, and I, even being a Democrat, I mean, I still vote for the best person, but he definitely was not my choice, or a choice of a lot of my friends, just because of his beliefs.
Will you download Truth Social? Will you get involved in his new media network?
No.
And is he a real threat to Facebook and Twitter?
Yes, totally. I mean, they kicked him off Facebook. They should keep him off everything. And the wall, the whole thing with the wall and building the wall, it's so ridiculous.
But building the wall got him votes.
From the Republicans, because there's so many of them, you know, and there's still like that, there's still that stigma in the States, you know, that you just got to be careful of, you know. And he's a total racist, he's a white supremacist. I mean, definitely, no, I would never vote for him.
Ever?
Never, ever, ever.
And you wouldn't even be interested in looking at his new platform?
No.
Have a quick peek?
Nope, absolutely not.
And in Doonbeg, in that area, he has created a lot of jobs. You know, he is liked.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, you couldn't say a word against Mr. Trump down in America. I mean, they still speak with reverence down in Dubai when his two sons were pulling the pints the time the president himself was coming. I mean, that was a real camaraderie, and I mean...
So you, a bit of crack for the locals.
Yeah, well, Agatha Christie couldn't write it, you know. I mean, it was unreal. And certainly the Clare people themselves, I don't think, still realise what happened, because they're not used to that time of camaraderie.
And did you get near the Donald yourself?
Oh, I did, yes, very much so.
And what was it like being in his company?
Well, there was an awe about it, of course, you see. I mean, it's not every day you're beside the President of America, you know. So there was an awe about it. And it's fair to say, it may be a cliche, but Clare was on fate during that particular period. And the number of police and security that was in Doonbeg, they certainly won't see it for the rest of their lifetime.
So some people in this country, in Clare, they do like Donald Trump, and do you think some of them will download this new Trump
without question
app called Truth Social, even though we hope everything on the Truth Social is truthful?
Politically, he may be wounded, but he's by no means slain. He'll be around for quite some time.